Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to worship on this, the 11th weekend after Pentecost. We welcome everybody here in the building today. We also welcome everybody that's listening and watching online. Welcome everybody to worship. Friendly reminder about Bible class and Sunday school. You may find updated classes and materials at our website, chapelofthecross.org. I invite and I encourage you to be involved in that. The bulletin for this service can be found on the resources tab of our homepage of our website, and you may give your offering to the Lord and His church through that give tab on the homepage of the website, or you can just mail that in to the church office. One announcement before we begin worship tonight. Tomorrow, Mike Miller from Day 3 Seeds will be outside from 8 in the morning till about 12 noon with a load of fresh homegrown produce and herbs and planters. And you may take what you want and you pay for what you can. All proceeds will benefit Helping Hands Food Pantry. So I invite you to come back tomorrow morning if you would like to get some of that produce. While you are there, if you run into Mike, ask him about what's new with Day 3 Seeds, and he'll be happy to share about that wonderful ministry. And if you'd like to share a gift for Day 3 Seeds, I know that would also be appreciated. May God bless you as you worship this day. We begin our worship by listening to our opening hymn. It's Come My Soul With Every Care, hymn number 779 in Lutheran Service Book.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and penitent sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I offended you, and for which I justly deserve your punishment. But I am sorry for them, and repent of them, and pray for your boundless mercy. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Forgive my sins, give me your Holy Spirit for the amendment of my sinful life, and bring me to life everlasting. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God has forgiven you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated as our soloists sing Alabare. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, you give your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 56. This is what the Lord says: maintain justice and do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. In foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them beside those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the gospel, which is found in Matthew from the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word, So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Now let us confess our common Christian faiths in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and a life for the world to come. Amen. You may be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel reading is one of those curious readings, you might say, that we come across from time to time in the life and the ministry of our Lord. It's curious, and I would say it's a little bit difficult. It challenges us because we're used to seeing the comfort and the love and the grace and the healing that Jesus gives that we've seen him give before, and we don't see it here, at least not right away. How many of you think that Jesus seems a little rude here? I mean, let's be honest. I know some of you are probably thinking, I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to say something like that because I'm in church, but really, I mean, if this looks to me like kind of rude behavior, it seems, at least it seems like it, doesn't it? Well, all my kids, they're getting back to school. My oldest has gone to college. His classes start this week. Luther North Middle and High School, they started last week. My daughter is starting fifth grade next week, and as we're all getting ready for another school year, this passage reminds us that Jesus is a teacher. In fact, he's the greatest teacher. And what do all good teachers give? They all give tests. And it may seem a little rude, but Jesus is giving a test in our text here. In fact, he's giving a test to two different sets of people. It's a test both for his disciples and for this Canaanite woman. And it's interesting to see how they do with this test. Jesus goes for some rest and relaxation with his disciples to a region far to the north, to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Now, Tyre and Sidon are two Phoenician cities that are on the Mediterranean coast. And you need to know that the Israelites, they despised the people in that area. They were the most wicked people they could think of, the bottom of the spiritual barrel, even worse than the lowly Samaritans. And the woman in this text is from that region. She would have been regarded by the disciples as the enemy, a member of the most spiritually degraded people that they know. And yet she comes to Jesus in Matthew 15 with a traditional cry of a beggar. Have mercy on me. She humbles herself, and she's deeply respectful. She even calls Jesus Lord. But if you remember in the text, Matthew says, Jesus did not answer a word. This woman's daughter is suffering terribly, so she appeals to Jesus with humility, with reverence, and he acts like he doesn't even hear her. He responds with silence, with what looks like indifference, with what looks like rejection. It seems a little rude for our loving Jesus, doesn't it? Now notice, Matthew does not try to hide this. In fact, he deliberately draws our attention to it in the text. And he does that because Matthew knows what this woman does not yet know. He knows that Jesus, the master teacher, is given a test. And as Jesus is given that test to that woman, he's also giving one to his disciples. You know, I don't think they would have been surprised at all that Jesus didn't talk with that woman, because no rabbi that they knew would. Men, especially rabbis, would not mingle with women, especially foreign women. And so Jesus deliberately ignores this woman. But I think that Jesus is watching his disciples to see what they will do. Do they understand that his love is for everybody, including Gentiles, including women? Do they get it? Do they understand what Jesus is all about? Their response comes in verse 23 of that text. And they're probably confident that their words are going to meet with his approval. Send her away, they cry. She keeps on crying out after whom? After us. Now, I think that us is a little grandiose, because she hasn't said anything about the disciples, has she? I mean, she's after Jesus, not the disciples. She wants Jesus' attention, not the disciples' attention. But the disciples say, she's bothering us. We come north for a little R&R, and everybody wants a piece of us. So Jesus, send her away. It reminds me a little bit of another story in the Gospels when children tried to come to see Jesus. Remember that story? The Bible says that the disciples rebuked the children and their mothers. Now, they thought they were quite clear on the kind of people that Jesus did and did not have time for. Send her away, they say. She's bothering us. And listen to what Jesus says. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Now, wait a minute. You know, at other times, Jesus makes it very clear that he has come for the whole world. He's not willing that anyone should perish. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Well, what are you saying, Jesus? Well, remember, we're dealing with a teacher given a test here. And he's responding to and he's testing his disciples. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Of course I'll get rid of her. I'm sent to Israel, God's favorites. We have no time for Gentile, female, second-rate riffraff. Good call, guys. I'll send her away. But you notice he does not send her away. He appears to agree, and then he watches to see how they will respond. Will anyone dare to disagree? Will anyone have the guts to stand up for this woman? Now remember, at the same time, this woman, she's still going through her test. She's hearing what Jesus is saying to his disciples. I mean, picture the scene. Jesus is talking to and he's facing his disciples. And his words that she's listening to, those words say to her, in effect, you're an outsider. I'm the son of David. I was sent to Israel. You are not my mission. Why should I help you? But still, the woman doesn't go away. She kneels on the ground in reverence and humility, and she utters a simple prayer. Lord, help me. A second time, she calls him Lord. Jesus speaks again. More harsh words for this poor woman. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Now I read that, and it really kind of makes me cringe. Maybe it makes you cringe too. Because that's not the Jesus that I'm used to. You know, the Jesus that I know wouldn't call somebody a dog. And I wonder if the disciples cringed. I wonder if they were embarrassed. Because all Jesus was doing was giving words to their thoughts. They might have even said the same thing to her that Jesus said, because their theology told them that this woman was to be shunned. She was to be rejected. She was to be ignored. She was to be turned away. Will any of them speak up for this woman? Will just one of them love her? No. Not a one. Not today. And this is the end of their test. There's going to be other tests in the days to come, and they'll do better. They're still learning, but not today. You know, some of us are in exams right now. Jesus has given some of us the test that was given to his disciples. Maybe we could call it the love test. There's perhaps somebody in your life that you're having a hard time loving. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's your child or your spouse. Maybe, as with the disciples, it involves a whole group of people that you have problems with. Maybe it's people who don't look like you do. Maybe it's someone with a different skin color, different worldviews, different culture. Maybe it's people who don't think like you do, don't act like you do. Maybe it's someone wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt. Maybe it's someone sporting a Make America Great Again hat. The love test, it goes on all the time in our world. It goes on all the time in our lives. This test comes to us so many moments of the day. Another person comes into our lives. And will you say, oh Lord, help me speak and act with compassion and with truth and with love. God, here's somebody who's difficult for me. Or here's somebody who doesn't know you. They're very far away from you. Will you help me tell them about you and what you mean to me, what you've done for me? Will you help me tell them about life and love and salvation? Will you help me speak through my actions? Just to love each person that's in our lives, that's the will of God for us as he gives us the love test. I tell you what, God is looking for people who are willing to love. And we are able to love because he loved us. I mean, how many times have you heard that? And here Jesus teaches it again. We're empowered to love because he's shown us his boundless love. We can love because he has shown us perfect love. Well, that woman, is she still at Jesus' feet? And remember his words, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Will she run away? I mean, she could decide that this is just not worth it. She could give up. She could become indignant. Well, who do you think you are talking to me like that? Or is her faith in Jesus' compassion so strong, and her love for her daughter so intense, and her commitment to Jesus as Lord and Master so unwavering that she will not give up? Her response is incredible. She says, "Yes, Lord." For the third time, she calls him Lord. Still, he is her Lord. "Yes, Lord," she says. "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." In other words, "By all means, Lord, feed your special children. But I bet you have a crumb for even me. I bet you do. All I want is some of your grace, just some of your love, just some of your mercy." Rather than being insulted by being called a dog, she embraces that because she knows even the crumbs from Jesus' table are far more precious than gold. And finally, Jesus turns to face this woman. The test is over. Jesus says, "Oh, woman," in effect, "oh, wow, great is your faith. Your prayers are answered. Your daughter's healed. You are my beloved daughter all the time. Oh, woman, great is your faith." And this woman, who everybody thought was the spiritual bottom of the barrel, is honored by the one before whom she knelt, in whom she called Lord. Jesus is not the only teacher in this text, is he? That Canaanite woman teaches us how we must humble ourselves to receive his gifts. You know, he says in his word that we are sinners, and we can act all indignant and offended about that. He says that we deserve death. And we could argue with him how good and worthy we actually are. But I don't think we ought to do that. Let's face the facts. Let's be what we are. What we so often confess, poor, miserable sinners who justly deserve his temporal and eternal punishment. Let's be who we are, people who actually need help. People who actually need a Savior. And let's let him be who he is. He's the Savior, the one who does come to help, the one who does come to save. Oh, he could give us crumbs, and I think we'd be happy with the crumbs, but he gives us so much more than that. He could give us a rich feast, but he gives us even more than that. He lives a perfect life in our place. He dies on a cross in ultimate humility, and he rises to life again in glory. He dies and he rises to rescue us from sin, from death, from hell, from all the forces of evil. He dies and he rises to destroy that demon that possessed that little girl, and to defeat the prince of demons who tempts and deceives and lies to all of us all the time. Jesus gives us everything he has. Our Lord gives us his tests, as he did with his disciples and with the Canaanite woman. And maybe he's given a test to you. Maybe you're facing a test right now. But you know, not only does the Lord give tests from time to time, the Lord also gives his promises. Promises that we can hold on to. Promises that we can trust in. He promises his love and His presence. He promises His grace and His forgiveness. He promises His mercy and His guidance. He promises His gifts of salvation and eternal life. They're far more than crumbs from the Master's table. In fact, only the best. Only the best for us, His children. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. As Jesus welcomed us and made us His people by baptism and faith, grant that we may welcome others with the mercy of God. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Christ, equip us with a great and persistent faith to serve You faithfully and to do Your bidding. Bless those who serve and minister in Your name. Bless the ministry of Mike and Jean Miller and Day 3 Seeds as they work to feed the people of the world, both physically and spiritually. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, bless all who make, administer, and judge our laws. We pray that our president and all leaders may serve with integrity, honesty, and humility as they serve the public trust. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, grant justice in the governments of this nation and of all the earth. Correct wrong, punish and thwart evil. Grant peace that Your gospel may flow all the more freely, especially to those most blinded by evil. Remind us, O Lord, of Your own prayer for those who crucified You. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Let us not be overcome with anger, but overcome hatred with love. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, You are the great physician, so You well understand the conditions of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Assure those who suffer illness and infirmity of Your personal care and watchful eye over them. We especially remember before You Denny Kloppenberg as he has surgery this week. Give him and others in need strength for today and hope for tomorrow. And if it be Your will, bring them Your healing touch. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, help us use all the time, talents, material goods, and financial resources that You have entrusted to us for Your glory and the work of Your kingdom. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we thank You, along with Jay and Jamie Zavirginins, for the gift of marriage as they celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary this week, and with Morgan Meyer as she and her family celebrates her 26th birthday, and Marilyn Crowder as she celebrates her 89th birthday tomorrow. Heavenly Father, continue to give them Your great blessings. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us ever to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it, and gave it to His disciples, and He said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. You may be seated. Thank you.
feast of salvation with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the blessed, obeying the Lord's invitation. Almighty defender. All trial shall be like a dream that is past, forgotten all trouble and mourning. All questions and doubts have been answered at last, when rises the light of that morning.
We now take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sin. And take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you on the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sin. We stand. Now may this eating and drinking keep and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Go in the Lord's peace and in his joy. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for having fed us with your life-giving food. Strengthen us through the same. Help us to rejoice in your mercies and grant us a portion with the saints in light eternal. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our everlasting High Priest, who with you and the Holy Spirit are one God, world without end. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn together, Go, My Children, with My Blessing, hymn 922 in Lutheran Service Book.